Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tuf Ayin Beis. We are up to Sif Hey. Ben Eitzel Aviv, a son in the presence of his father, Tzarech Haseba, he has to go ahead and do Haseba. He has to recline. The mitzvah of Haseba with the Dalet Kaisa is with Matzah. Look at Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yudalet. The Avdah Ben Chayiv Bechvodu V'maro, even though the son is chayiv in kavod and mora, kavod and yira for his father, and we'll see that with respect to a rebbe, the Talmud does not go ahead and recline and do a seba in front of his rebbe unless the rebbe gives him mechila. Here we say he requires a seba, even though he's chayiv the kavod of a mora of his father, the kol shekein he's chayiv in kavod and mora of his father, imhu rabba of his father is his rebbe, mikoma kom tzarech haseba. Still, he requires haseba because the assumption is the mistama of machil ibna. The assumption is that the father automatically is an implied mechila of the father, allowing him to go ahead and recline, allowing him to go ahead and do Haseba, and therefore there's no issue with the son doing Haseba in front of his father, even on the same table. Afilu hu rabo muvak, the Shulchan Aruch continues, right? Afilu hu rabo muvak, even if his father is his Rebbe muvak. Shulchan Aruch continues on, Talmud l'fnei rabo, however, a Talmud in front of his Rebbe, who's not his father, Eino Tzarech Haseba, he does not require Haseba. So Mishnah Berurah right away points out, Sifkan Tezvav, what does it mean, Eino Tzarech Haseba? So he says, Mishum de Bereisha Amat Tzarech, since in the Reisha, when I was talking about the son and the father, it said that the son Tzarech is required to do Haseba, Nakad Hacha, the Shulchan Aruch, uses the Lashon here of Eino Tzarech, that the Talmud is not required to do a seba. But really, aval be'emes, the truth is, isur nami ika, it's really an isser for the Talmud to go ahead and do a seba, lehesev befanav, to do a seba in front of his Rebbe. The mora rabo kemora shamayim, because the mora of one's Rebbe is like the mora of shamayim, kiviyachal, and therefore the yira is a serious yira that would disallow and make it usher for a Talmud to go ahead and do a seba in front of his Rebbe at the same table as his Rebbe. Elim came back to the Shulchan Aruch. Right? So, Eino Tzarech HaSeba, Afilu Eino Rabo Muvak. Even if the Rebbe is not his Rebbe Muvak, even if it's just Stam his Rebbe, not his Rebbe Muvak, he's not allowed to go ahead and do a seba in front of him on the same table. Elim kein itain lo rabo rishus, unless, of course, the Rebbe gives him rishus. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Elim kein sifkan tezayin v'az mechuyiv lahesev. Then he'll be obligated, meaning if the Rebbe gives him rishus, he's mochel, and he gives him rishus to do haseba, so then the Talmud is not only allowed, but he's mechuyiv to do haseba, once the Rebbe goes ahead and gives him rishus to do a seba. Sifkatan yedzayin, nitein lo rabo rishus. The Rebbe gives him rishus, he's mochel. Hainu shiyar sheyu beferish. He must give him explicit rishus. Has to be explicit, not implied. V'az mahani afilu b'rabo muvak. And if it's an explicit rishus to do a seba, then it will be effective even for his Rebbe muvak. If the Rebbe muvak is mochel and allows him to do a seba, he will then become a chuyev in a seba. Continuing on in the Shulchan Aruch, the Talmud Chacham Muflag Bedoro, and a Talmud Chacham who is a standout Talmud Chacham of his generation, a Gadol Ador, Afal Pishalo Lambavi Menachum, even if he did not learn from him, Chashiv Karabo, he's considered halachically like his Rebbe, Ve'eino Tzarech Haseba, and once again, he would not require Haseba, he would not be allowed to do Haseba in front of the Gadol Hador. And then the Ramah continues, V'dafka, right? The Ramah here in parentheses, v'dafka kishochan al shulchan echad. This halacha is specifically if he's at the same table with the Rebbe, Rebbe Muvak, or the Gadol Ador. Avalam ochel al shulchan b'fnei atzmo. However, if the Talmud is eating and reclining at his own table, tzarech lahasev, he is required to do haseba even in front of his Rebbe, even without any rishus. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Nidches, al shulchan b'fnei atzmo, he's on his own table. Afal pishu b'fnei rabo, even though he's in front and facing his Rebbe, he's at a different table. And therefore, tamo, and the reason why it's okay, is kevan du b'shulchan b'fnei atzmo, since it's a separate table, ein haseba shalo zilzu l'chvod harav. His haseba is not going to be mezalzel in the kavod harav. It's not going to denigrate at all the Rebbe. It's not going to be belittling the honor of the Rebbe. U'prichadosh cholek b'zeh. However, the prichadosh is cholek on this. U'lidei, according to the prichadosh, kosher e'eu rabo. As long as he sees his Rebbe from the table he's at, he's not allowed to do a seba based on the halacha of yira of the Rebbe, and therefore, unless the Rebbe gives rishus, according to the Pri Chadosh, if he sees the Rebbe, if he's facing the Rebbe, it would be usher for him to do a seba mishum yira of the Rebbe, which is kemora shamayim. And therefore, the Prima Gadam writes as follows. Sheba'ofen zeh, in a scenario like this, where they are on a separate table, the Prima Gadam writes that it's tov shiyu tol mimena rishus. It's best to go ahead and ask for rishus from the Rebbe to go ahead and do haseba and have the Rebbe explicitly give him rishus. Therefore, even though the Ramah seems to be hold that even without any rishus, if they're at a separate table, the Talmud would go ahead and do a seba. Because of the Prichadash, the Prima Gadam writes that it's in such a scenario, one should go ahead and ask for rishus, and this way he will end up doing a seba, but he will also have the rishus that the pre-chadosh, as opposed to the Ramah, requires. Sif Vav. Hashamish sarech haseba. Hashamish is required haseba. What requires haseba when he has his dalakosos and he's eating his matzah, the mitzvah of matzah? The reason this is, and the reason why this is a chiddush, we'll see now in the Mishnah Brura. Sif katan yud tes, sarech haseba. Afilu b'fnei adano, even in the face of his balabayas, even in the face of his of the master, the afal pishu tamid meshubat l'satzek b'tzarfu abayas, even though this waiter, this servant, even though he is really always mechuyev to be working for the balabayas, and yet, therefore you'd say he's not really one who is free to do whatever he wants. Mikomakom mechuyevu laharos, he's still obligated to show and his cheres b'leil Pesach that he's a free man, v'lechol al kol panim, and minimally eat the kezayis matzah, the kezayis afikomen, and have the haseba for the core mitzvahs of the Seder night that everyone is mechuyev in, and that is haseba for the matzah and for afikomen and the arba kosos and the dal kosos of the haseba. We'll see coming up in Sif Zayin, Sif Katan Chaf Gimel, that the shamish, unlike the regular person who it is a sort of a lechatchila for the meal participants to go ahead and actually do a seba for the whole Shulchan Orech, for the whole meal, not only for the mitzvos of matzah, afikomen, and dalakosos. For the shamish, he does not do that. He only will go ahead and do the haseba specifically for matzah, afikomen, and dalakosos. And then he goes on to Mishnah Berurah, continuing on, Who adin poel shegeshel talmud lamda umnis. So too a worker who has an apprentice and he's teaching him the trade. Chayiv hatalmud baseba, the talmud who is his worker learning from him, he must do haseba in front of his teacher. V'chein avodim ivrim, also an eved ivri chayavim baseba. An eved ivri is chayiv in haseba as well. Even though he's in mamish and eved ivri, and how could he do a seba? Still, akol panim, because zayis rishon kishamish, he is no different than a shamish, than a waiter, and he has to show his cheres. Ulinyan eved kanani ayin b'achron. However, when it comes to the eved kanani, he says, check out what the achronim have to say about an eved kanani. We are now continuing on, Siv Zion. Sorry about that little background cutting of tape for Pesach, but that's the way you got. This is what you have to deal with when we're getting ready for Pesach. Anyway, so continuing on, Siv Zion. Kol Mishad Sarach Haseba, whoever requires Haseba, in Achal Oshasa, if he eats or he drinks, below a seba, without a seba, referring here, as we'll see, to matzah, the mitzvah of matzah, as well as the dal kosos, and we'll see afikomen as well. Lo yotze, he's not yotze, b'tzarech lachzor lechov lishtos b'seba. He's required to go ahead, according to the Shulchan Aruch, and once again, do the mitzvah of dal kosos and the mitzvah of matzah, achilas matzah, with haseba, he has to repeat it and do it again. Now, if that doesn't sound familiar to you, that's because, as we're going to see, the Ramah, look what he says. The Yesh Omrim. However, the Yesh Omrim says, no, b'zman hazeh de'ein derech la'haseba, since it's not our derech to go ahead and do haseba, like we saw yesterday regarding women brought down the Rav Yah, kedayhu Rav Yah. You can rely on the Rav Yah, the smocha lav, to be somech on the Rav Yah, who says that nowadays we don't do a seba because it's not something that we normally do during the year, and it doesn't really show cheres. So for that, he says, we can rely on the Rav Yah, the smocha lav, to be rely on him, shebediyeved, and bediyeved, you're going to be yotze below a seba, you're going to be yotze even without a seba, even though lechatchila you should do it. That is the Yesh Omrim. However, he says, nearly, it appears to him as follows. Imlo shasa, and here's the bottom line halacha. Imlo shasa kos shlishi orevi beheseba. If you did not go ahead and drink the third kos and the fourth kos beheseba, then ein lachster of lishtos beheseba. That you should not go ahead and repeat beheseba. The Yesh Bachshash, because then it's going to Nireh, Shenireh, Kemosif ala Kosos. If you go ahead and you drink another Kos, leaning, it looks like you are adding to the Dalet Kosos. Aval Bishnei Kosos Yishonos, however, when it comes to the first two Kosos, Yachsor V'yishte, those you should drink again below Bracha. Those you should drink again without a Bracha, we'll see in the Mishnah Brura that even the first Kos is questionable, and not so poshut that you should go ahead and redo if you drank the kos without doing haseba. We'll see exactly how the Mishnah Brura spells this all out. Okay, so let's see. Sifkat Chaf. Venerally imlo shasa. So it appears to the Ramah that if you did not go ahead and drink. So the Ramah made a distinction between the third and fourth koses and the first and the second. So let's see first the Ramah split, and then we'll see the Mishnah Brura's split within the Ramah. Rotsa Lomar, he says, what is the Ramah saying? The bain kosos have Rishonos, between the first two kosos, between the first and the second, and the second and the third, You're allowed to, in principle, drink as much as you want. You're allowed to drink in between the first and second and second and third. Kedemuchach l'kama, like we'll see coming up in Siman Tafayin Gimel. Debehu lo arminan, because there we don't say shenira kemosif ala kosos. We don't say that it appears like you're adding to the kosos. Sarach lachsov lishtosim lo asa haseba. You have to go ahead and drink again the dalat kosos if he did not do haseba. Why? The luyei alashtias which is namishari. Because even if you wanted to go ahead and drink stam another kos, you'd be allowed to. So in this case, since you didn't do haseba, you should go ahead and try to be mekayim haseba. Because it's no worse than drinking another cup stam. And therefore, you drink again with a seba and have in mind that if you weren't yotze, because you didn't have a seba, you yotze now with a seba. Masha'en kenim shachach la'aseh, because it's achronos, as opposed to if you go ahead and forget in the last two kosos, then ain lachtsev l'shtos. Then you should not go ahead and drink again with a seba. Why? Shareishtiyas rishus aser, because you're not allowed to go ahead and drink extra kosos after the third and fourth kos. Because nation nira kimosif ala kosos. Because that, as we're going to see later on, that is, it appears as if you are adding to the kosos when you drink after the third and fourth kos. In Cain, de la harav ya, therefore, according to this, since according to the rav ya, ain sarach lahesev, since according to the rav ya, you do not require a seba nowadays, memela, so what ends up happening is, according to Rav Yah, who shtiyas rishus, it ends up being just a shtiyas rishus, which is aser the aser bein kos zacharos. It's going to be aser between the third and fourth, and the after the fourth coast. And therefore, after the third and fourth coast, you should not go ahead and repeat the drinking of the third and fourth coast with a seba, because it will be nira kimosif ala kosos. But after the first and the second, then you should go ahead and drink it again with a seba, without a bracha, sifkon chavalot, b'li bracha. But now we'll see, not so simple. Even after the first kos, it's not going to be so simple. Why? Look at sifkon chavalot. Kosav magen avram. The cholzeli ikar adin. This is all in terms of the ikar adin. Namely, the rishus biyado l'shtos kama kosos, that you have the ability to drink as many kosos as you want between the first and second, as well as between the second and third. Aval l'minageinu, however, our minag, as we're going to see coming up, she'ein shosin shum kos afilu ben kos rishonos, we do not drink between the first and second kos at all. Anything, that's our minag, because we don't want to get drunk. We'll see coming up, k'dubavuar b'simen tuf ayin gimel sif gimel. Okay. Habile kinimlach. Then, look at this. The problem is, if the assumption is that our minhag is we don't drink between the first and second coast, then when he goes in and he drinks, it's like he's changing his mind to go ahead and drink. Bimshose sarech levarech. And therefore, we got a little problem here, because in such a situation, if he goes in and drinks, he's going to have to make another bracha, because he didn't have in mind to go ahead and drink between the first and second kosos. And since he didn't have in mind to drink between the first and second kosos, he's going to have to go ahead and make a bracha. And once he makes a bracha, hosif od, lefizeh, filu b'mishol l'sheni, ein kedai sheyachzu v'yishteh. He says, even between the first and second cup, it's not going to be kedai to go ahead and drink again and make a bracha. Why? Dekeman shemavarech alav, nireh kemosif od, kos ala kosos. Because then, once he's already making a bracha, even between the first and second kos, it's going to look like he is adding another kos, because he's making another bracha. And once he's making another bracha ala kos, it looks like another one of the dal kosos. Therefore, he says, according to this, the Magen Avraham says, you should not go ahead and drink another cup between the first and second kos, and lean, because once you do, you're going to have to make a bracha, which would then go ahead and give the appearance of you're adding to the kosos. And therefore, between the first and second coast, what should you do? Yismoch al das Avi Ezri, rely on the Avi Ezri, kamo, like in the Moses Acharos, like after the third and fourth bracha. However, he gives an Eitza, which we will see momentarily. First, he says, of course, Umiyu im shachach velo esei, because sheni, if you, however, you forgot and didn't do esei after the second coast, that's not a problem. Yachzo v'yishta, you should for sure go ahead and do another shtia of a coast with a seba, the librach without a bracha, because that's for sure lo havi kenimlach. That's not like you're changing your mind and drinking more after having in mind not to drink anymore. Sharei gam b'toch hasuda, because for sure during the meal coming up imrotza lishtos, if you want to drink ein tzarech levarach, you don't have to go ahead and make another bracha, because you could be somech al birkas kos sheni, because of course you could, in that situation, rely on the bracha of the second coast for all the subsequent drinking during the meal. And therefore, if you go ahead and you drink another coast to go ahead and make up for the first coast, for that second coast that was not done behaseba, it's not going to be a problem at all. And then he says, here's an eitza, like I said before, there's an eitza for being able to drink another coast if you forgot to do a seiba after the first coast. But Nachon, he says, this is the best thing to do by the first coast. Shekodesh v'mevarach al kos rishon, before you make the bracha on the first coast, you should have in mind, lachsor v'lishtos, that you're going to go ahead and possibly drink more beinat kos rishonos, between the first two kosos. And therefore, az afilu yita, even if you make a mistake, v'yishta, and you drink the coast rishon b'liya seba, even if you forget to do this first coast and lean when drinking the first coast, yuchal l'shtos kosacha, you'll be able to drink another coast b'seba u'b'li bracha, without a bracha, and lo yia nira kimosif, it won't appear to be like you're doing any additional coast of dalakosos, because since you're not going to be making a bracha and you're allowed to go ahead and drink in between the first two kosos, it's not going to be nira kimosif. Now, obviously, once you have in mind already to go ahead and drink more between the first and second kos, because you're concerned that maybe you're not going to do haseba, that will probably remind you to do haseba anyway. But it's a good shtick to have anyway. The truth is, the post can actually point out that if it's not a drink that's meshaker, if it's like a grape juice, then we'll see coming up later on when this is halacha is brought down that the minhag is not to drink between the first and second coast, that it would be okay to drink between the two coasts anyway. So those who drink grape juice, l'chaira, you know, there's already an implied das to continue drinking, because there's no real minhag not to drink more grape juice if you would like. It's only wine that's alcoholic that can lead to being drunk. The minhag is based on not drinking in between the first and second coasts. Now back to the Ramah. V'chein v'achilas matzah. And he says, and so too by achilas matzah, one would go ahead and eat the matzah again, the seba, if you forgot to do a seba. Look at Tzipka Luchav Beis, v'chein v'achilas matzah. Hainu sheyachso v'yochal ha-kazayas matzah. It means he should go ahead and have another kazayas of matzah. U'belo bracha, and also without a bracha. Miyu, however, he says, ba'afikomen im shachach l'achlo be'aseba. However, he says, by the afikomen, if you forget to eat be'aseba, lo yachso v'yachlan. You should not go ahead and have another kazayas of afikomen. Da'asa l'chol shnei pamim afikomen. Because it's asa to have two times afikomen. Now, this is a little problematic what the Mishnah Berurah here says, because later on in Taf Ayin Zayin Sifkat Dalet, he writes that only in a situation where it's hard for him to eat, he does not have to go ahead and repeat and eat the afikomen if he didn't do haseba. And in fact, the Sharetzion adds there that according to Rashi in the Rashbam, that the Iker Mitzvah of Achilas Matzah is Achilas Afikomen, then according to them, really for sure, you should have to go ahead and eat an afikomen again, the haseba. And therefore, it comes out that really, lechatchila, a person should go ahead and eat afikomen again if he did not do heseba. And there's no iser in having the afikomen two times. So the Igros Moshe basically gives us the following split. And he says that here we're talking about a scenario where he already benched. And even though he remembered, okay, before he said the Borei Pri HaGafen on the third coast, still it's going to be usher to go ahead and wash again to make hamotzi, because it's going to be goyrem abracha she'ena tzricha, and therefore it's usher to go ahead and eat the matzah again, because because according to the opinion that you were already mekayim the mitzvah of afikomen, it's going to be a problem. It's going to be usher to eat more matzah. But, and that's where he's talking here. But there, we're talking about stam, where he could still, he's still allowed to eat. And since he's still allowed to eat, he can go ahead and have as many kazesim for afikomen. And for sure, you should be machmir to go ahead and have another kazayah. So it comes out that really one should go ahead and have another kazayas with heseba, as long as he's still allowed to eat the matzah without having to make another bracha. The truth is, the post can point out that if he already did mayim achronim, it's already problematic, and he probably should not go ahead after mayim achronim already, go ahead and eat another kazayas beseba. But assuming he did not yet do mayim achronim, for sure he should eat the matzah, another kazayas of matzah, beheseba. Finally, we end off in the Ramah, ulechatchila yeseb kol asuda. Lechatchila haseba is not only for the dalat kosos and for the mitzvahs of matzah and afikomen, but really, he says, lechatchila, you should do a seba for the whole suda. Interesting that he actually formulates it as lechatchila. Comes the Mishnah Berurah, he says, kol asuda b'achilaso uv'shiyasoi, with eating and drinking during the meal, you should do a seba lechatchila u'b'di'eved yotza, but b'di'eved yotze b'shas achilas k'zayis matzav arba kosos, as long as you leaned during the k'zayis of matzah and afikomen and arba kosos, you are yotze. U'legabe shamish kevan shu tarid dayininan la k'di'eved legabe kol adam, and by a shamish, since he's tarud and he has to take care of the meal, he's viewed as a dieved, and therefore he only goes ahead and does a seba by achilas matzah and arba kosos. Once again, afikomen, we said, should be repeated if it's before mayim achronim, for sure. If it's okay right away, if you remember, for sure you should go ahead and eat the kazayas of matzah of afikomen again, be heseba. It's only once it's mayim achronim, or once you bench, and then it's too late, and you would not go ahead and eat another kazayas of matzah with heseba. It should be noted that there are poskim that say nowadays it might not be kedai to go ahead and do haseba throughout the whole meal, because we don't really know how haseba is done, and it's just a weird zach during the meal to be reclining. But of course, if you can do a smooth couch situation and prepare and learn how to do a good haseba like they did in the good old days, l'chaira, that would be pretty smooth.